Thank you, Lord. Let's sing together number 445. Satisfied. 445. Just a few announcements, too. There's a staff prayer meeting at 4:15. Today, staff prayer meeting at 4:15. Also, tonight's meeting is on the beach at 8:15. We will meet there promptly and then conclude with the testable s'mores that many like. And also, there are staff devotionals available to the guests, and also a bookmark from Sister Vita that you're more than welcome to have as well, over here in the corner, by our dear nurse. She will make sure that you only take one each. Well, let's stand together and sing 445. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, O God, all my life long. Lord God, thank you, Lord. All my life long I had waited for a drink from some cool spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Hallelujah, I have found Him whom my soul so long hath craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through His blood I now am saved. Feeding on the husk around me till my strength was almost gone. On my soul for something better, only still to hunger run. Hallelujah, I have found Him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through His blood I now am saved. Poor I was and sought for riches, something that would satisfy. But the dust I gathered around me only mocked my soul's sad cry. Hallelujah, I have found Him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through His blood I now am saved. We thank you, Father, that we can be satisfied in this life. Lord, we're thankful that you teach us in your word, you instruct us in your word, that it's not always going to be a rosy path, it's not always going to be a red carpet walk. You instruct us that there will be ups and downs, but you also assure us that we can be satisfied, that we can have abundant life, and that even in our trials you're with us. And Lord, we're thankful that your word instructs us that these momentary trials bring about a greater weight of glory. We pray that even this morning as we worship you, we might feel that greater weight of glory. And Lord, we pray, God, that the satisfaction that can only come from above will flow through this place to each one of us as we worship you. We trust you to do this, Lord, and we thank you. We're singing, if you just came in, 445, and it's the last, and probably the, I want to say, the best verse.
Well, I have found
wonderful, wonderful Lord. Jesus, we praise you. We exalt you, dear God. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We pray you'll be pleased with our morning worship, that as we praise and exalt you, Lord, as we focus on the things that are above, Lord, we set our mind on those things this morning. Lord, we pray that we'll always worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, that your great desire is to dwell with us. How awesome that is. Lord, we want to tell you, we take it for granted how privileged we are that you desire to dwell with us, to be with us. And we thank you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. I want to thank the Lord this morning that I ever learned to praise the Lord out loud. Now, this is not an advertisement for you to do so, but I legitimately want to thank God for that. I'm thankful that I had saints in my life that were praisers, worshipers. It helped me. My whole family came in to the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church one Thanksgiving time. My brother got invited to a great big Thanksgiving feast, and he said, "Oh, we're all invited." We never had gone to church. The only ones in my family that had gone to church was my mother and I to the Methodist church. And I had designs of becoming, as a 10-year-old, I wanted to be a Methodist pastor. Why? They had cool collars, you know? I just thought that was so neat, a little white thing there. But you know, we got invited to this church, and it was a celebration. He said, "The whole family's invited." And we were thinking it's going to be turkey, stuffing, all kinds of stuff. But that it was a Thanksgiving service. But we went, and on the natural, we would never have stayed there. We just wouldn't have, because it wasn't a Thanksgiving feast, number one. At that time, my parents had, how many children at that time? There was only just five of us, and we all marched in. I think the Schultheises were like, "Hallelujah, here's a family." Because the only other family at the time were just a few others. So here comes these two parents in with their five children. I'm glad we made their day. But it wasn't for us. It was like, this is not what we expected. But not only that, the service was so different than what my mother and I had experienced, and or what the others had experienced. They were worshiping the Lord out loud. And it was so new and different. Some people had their hands raised. Hallelujah. The two people on the platform, Sister Grace Schultheis and Brother Jim, they were ecstatic about something. It was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable. For us kids, you know, it was entertaining. But I could tell my parents were uncomfortable by, like, what is going on here? Then all of a sudden, Peggy Schultheis, Reverend Schultheis's mom, in the congregation, she gets up. We thought it's a revolt. Something's going to happen. This woman, we had no idea that it was a call. It was called a testimony. But she gets up and she starts exhorting people. And then we started saying, this was very different. People are praising. And it's a miracle that we wanted to go back. But it wasn't a miracle. It was the manifestation of the presence of Christ. And that was for a family to come in cold like that and to sit there with all of the noise of praise. We felt something. And so I remember that Sunday going home, wondering how my parents, what was going to happen. Were we ever going to go back to this very interesting service? And they were like, "We're going back next Sunday." Mm-hmm.
And then Reverend Schultheis came to visit us. And he talked to my family. Now, I was a young kid. You don't always grasp everything. But he sat down with my whole family there, and he talked about loving Jesus. And I learned to worship the Lord there. I learned to praise him. And what a gift that is to me. I'm thankful I married someone who loves to worship the Lord. Sister Grace Schultheis, I wish that you all could have known her. She was a praiser and a worshiper, but that praise and that worship, that habit of praise and worshiping had entered so deep into her soul, it stained her soul with glory. And I worked with her for 7 years, and I remember... It's not easy working with Keith Schneider. Why? I see a lot of negative stuff. And I remember working, I went to her one time, I said, Sister Grace, could I talk to you? What, Keith? She would talk real close to you, you know. She was a close talker. She'd get up right up in your face, you know. Right up in your face. And, what? And I was like, you better prepare yourself, sweetheart, because I got some bad news. Something's going on in the church. I know about it. I got the skinny on it. It's not good. And I would go up to her and I'd say, this is what's going on. And I know it's bad news, but I know God can move and all. And honestly, right, Di? This was her reaction. Jesus will take care of it. It's okay. It's good. You know, and I was like, she didn't get it. You know? She didn't get it. I'm on a mission from God to warn her and instruct her. But she was so filled, so stained in her soul with the glory from worshiping God. Now, I'm not saying she never felt the weight of things. I'm not saying that she was having her head in the sand about things. But praise had been her weapon, like it was for Jehoshaphat. Like it was for Hezekiah. You know, all those times of praise, they just leave a permanent condition in your heart. Yeah. And, you know, every single time, God took care of the situation. And then I was like, praise the Lord. Thank God. We knew it. We didn't, we, Sister Grace. We knew God was going to work it out. And so I'm thankful. And then I had the opportunity to sit under Reverend Gardner, you know, a worshiper, a praiser, an exalter. And it's powerful stuff. So I could say, I'm not making an advertisement to our young people, but I just want to encourage you, learn to praise the Lord. Because sometimes God calls us through a valley, and you need to know that he's with you. And I'm thankful that when I lived here at camp, the men and some of the women that I lived up here with were worshipers. Sometimes you would pass the barn, you know, the up on the road, and there was somebody up in the attic praising God, worshiping the Lord. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, just because it's Keith Schneider, sometimes I'd walk by and go, boy, this place is weird. Because then you pass, then you go ahead and you pass the pump house, and Tom's in there, glory, glory, in the pump house. It's like it was a little spooky. But I'll tell you something. Those men are triumphing for God.
Yes.
So you can think what you want. Mm-hmm. Worshippers, just like Jehoshaphat, just like those in the Bible, when it comes to fight, when it comes to the conflict,
yes. They
know where to go and they know what to do. That's powerful. So hallelujah, we found him. Well, we're going to sing another song, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. Oh, thank you so much. You know, even at home, we sing the hymn, and I'll say, let's sing 448. And I'm always the last one to get there. And it's tough, when you don't know the first word right away. 448. If you don't mind, let's stand again and let's sing this great hymn. This person out. Brother Bob Collis. I love that man. First time I met him, I was a 10-year-old. I walked into the Elizabeth Church and the man said hello to me. I thought I was invisible. But you know, he was so good that way. It no matter what age you are, "Oh, how are you?" You know, he'd give you that and you would just feel the joy of the Lord. This song, I was always hoping when I visited Elizabeth that he would sing this song. You know what he would do? He would torture the musicians. Because he would say, "You see that little dot over, like the sea billows roll? That's a chicken eye. You could hold that as long as you feel." And you know, sometimes he would feel like it should be a long time. And I picked that up at home with Dave Schultheis. And I would tell the congregation, "Let's hold that until we see Brother Dave's tongue coming out of the other end of that trumpet." A few times I almost thought it happened. But I'm not Bob Collis, so I'm not going to have us hold it for these dear brothers, unless they start annoying me. But I thank God for, and his picture's back there, Brother Bob Collis. He was a worshiper too. He was a praiser. And it was contagious. Thank God for that. All right, come on, let's sing the fourth and the fifth.
There's a light in the valley of death. Yeah.
Sometime who exclaimed, "Praise waiteth for thee."
Yes.
God, we can't keep up with your grace. You're just, your love's abundant. But we want to worship you. We want to exalt you. We're thankful you do inhabit the praises of your people. Oh God, we pray, Lord, for any of us here that find it too easily to grumble and complain and to murmur. Lord, God, you can help us. You can strengthen us. You, God, give us the light of protracted praise. Lord, that's what they're doing in heaven. They're exalting you. They're falling before you. How much more we here in this temporal state where we have found eternity should rejoice in your glory. And we thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise, all the honor. And, oh, Father, it's all in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated?
Thank you.
Shall we be seated? You know, I went to sit down last night, and I was puzzled with this. What is this? Who would do that to me? Was it a trick? Was I going to walk around with this on my posterior? And you know, then Sister Villa got up, and it all came together. Mm-hmm. But the puzzle's not together yet. Oh. It's not done. And Sister Villa is going to, she said to me this morning, there's part two.
Thank you.
And I said, okay, great. I'm anxious to have this all come together, Sister Villa. So come on.